Welcome back to another exciting episode of Japanese poetry. Today, we will review tanka poems that are related to the end of summer. At the end of summer, it is still warm during the day, but the air really cools down at night. It is nice because we don't have to keep AC on at night, but the downside would be it is too chilly to camp out in nature if you are an amateur camper like me. The first poem for today was written by Mibuno Tadamine. He lived from the 9th to the 10th century in Japan. He was in the military in lower rank, but his poems were admired by people, and one of his poems made a famous tanka anthology called 100 Poets, One Poem Each. Let's start from the translation. Summer is over. It's less warm. My fan or dewdrops in autumn. Which is earlier? I will place my fan somewhere because I no longer use it, or dewdrops will be placed on the leaves. Let's sing the poem as usual. 夏はつる扇と秋の白露といずれかまずはおかんとすらん This poem was somewhat not written straightforward in my opinion, and it was very difficult to translate. My translation was more like an explanation of the meaning of the poem. Point of this poem is that the author will sooner or later place his fan somewhere because he no longer uses it, because the air is chilly. He is wondering whether or not he places his fan earlier than autumn dewdrops sit onto plants. Dews are condensation of the water in the air. I see the condensation early in the morning on the windows of my car parked outside overnight recently. The same phenomenon is occurring on the plants too in early fall. Additionally, if you see narrow leaves like lily leaves, the shapes of dew are like drops, such as dewdrops. Shiratsuyu corresponds to the new dewdrop, and if we translate Shiratsuyu literally, it will be written white dew, which may make even more sense. Let's move on to the second poem for today. The author of this poem is Fujiwara no Yoshitsune. He lived in the 11th century in Japan. Let's start from the translation. I spent the summer night out, cool, in the moonlight all night. Tonight was like the season of fall for a while in summer. Let's sing the poem as usual. 月影に涼み明かせる夏の夜はただひとときの秋ぞありける This poem is more straightforward than the poem we reviewed earlier. Season is still summer, but it feels like the season is autumn at night. You may hear crickets in the night too. This is definitely a poem at the end of summer, because the night is still very warm if it is in the very middle of summer. Let's conclude this show by singing the poem for today. 夏はつる荻と秋の白梅雨といずれかまずはおかんとすらん月影に涼み明かせる夏の夜はただひとときの秋ぞありけるThis is Amy. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.